Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just saw from Gregory on YouTube and Twitch, any music, anything musical, Paul goes all out. All right. I can't wait. At the bottom of this hour, we've been inspired by Mark Vandermeer, who, as I will take an executive decision, just due to details and different sayings, he won the call-off versus Gus Johnson, who Gus just went into hysteria. He won the call-off, and in the midst of it, he referred to Davis Mills as D. Mills in the building. And because of that, we're inspired. And see, Paul messed up and started to give a few bars, and now I'm going to need Paul to pay that off. And at the bottom of the hour, Paul is going to, he's going to let us know what the inner Davis Mills, a.k.a. D. Mills, D. Nice, is in the building. So that's coming up at 3:40.
I'm going to apologize in advance.
Oh, hell no.
I'm going to apologize in advance because some people might not like this artist. I have to go back to this artist, that's a tease for you. Because it's the only one that I know how to actually sound like.
I hope it's not R. Kelly.
It's not R. Kelly. I don't want to associate D. Mills with R. Kelly.
Let's not do that.
Even if he did pee on the Jaguars yesterday, yeah, I don't want to associate him with that.
That boy, when that boy Dave Chappelle said, he was really mad. Why are you doing that video of me peeing on everybody? Why did you do a video of peeing on
it?
All right, 713-572-4610. We love to hear from the people, hear from the Drive family, and we have a good time with this. I want to get Paul's thoughts on this first, but be thinking about this. I see you on the text line, Southside Al. We'll get to you, Robbie, David. We'll get to all of you. But I want you to be thinking about it on this thought. Text line, YouTube, and Twitch, you can jump in on this. You feel like this is a springboard game. Right. You look at this and we've heard it. You hear people always say, man, a game like this can really lead to taking off. And you're down 29-10 and then you go 26-0 in the fourth quarter. By the way, this is the second time this year they've done this. They went 20-0 against the Titans in the fourth quarter earlier this year. And they go 26-0 yesterday in a comeback after being down 29-10. Do you get a sense that this is a springboard to the Texans potentially taking off for a run?
It's my hope, and it's for two specific parts. We've touched on this a couple of times. I'm sure we'll go into more detail about it later on, but did they stumble into something with the offensive line? But more importantly, how about the guy that everyone here wants out of town yesterday, and that's Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator. Mm. Two play calls in this game that I really was impressed by. Both of them involved Woody Marks. One of them scored a touchdown. The other got a first down. Can Nick Caley continue what it seemed like he was starting to put together early on against Denver before C.J. Stroud got concussed, what he did against San Francisco, and then, of course, what we saw towards the end of this game when it felt like Davis Mills got into a rhythm? Texans defense, of course, is going to give this offense every single opportunity.
Yes, that's a big part of it.
So it's a matter of can those two catch up? And, yeah, I think it's possible that this game could be a springboard. I don't know how high up the spring launches them, Ron, but there are definitely some positives to take out of this game that are not just about the Jaguars being a bunch of choking dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't get there. I just know they have that stretch. They're going to win the next one. They better, Tyler. They're going to win the next one. But they've got the stretch of home Thursday night football on Buffalo. Now, if that Buffalo Bills team that decided to show up in South Florida yesterday shows up in Houston, you got a shot. But Buffalo, they get that stretch of home Buffalo and then at Indy, at Kansas City. Like that stretch there, that is a tough stretch. Not to mention they've got another home game against the Colts and another road game against the Chargers. Right? They just this first place schedule is coming up and biting them at this point right now. And they just have too many games to where, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's a great comeback win. But if they play like that against any of those other teams, I don't know that they're going to have the ability to come back. If they go against any of those teams I named, pick first drive to set up near the red zone, fumble on kickoff, set up near the red zone, penalties all over the place, first and goal from the 2, no, first and goal from the 12 because we got back-to-back. Like, if they played that sloppy 15-yard penalties, Lasseter got one, although, come on, guys. Let the kids play. But if they do those things against those other teams, it's hard for me to say, yeah, man. Like, they're going to – because right now they got to get to 10 wins. I think they got to get to 10 wins to get to the playoffs. And their schedule is just –
It's a rough schedule down the stretch. It's hard. But – I think there are some games on this schedule that are winnable. The Bills look more winnable because of how they looked against the Dolphins yesterday and because you've beaten them already. The Titans stink. You've also got games down the stretch against teams that do not seem like they have much of a pulse. We're talking about their game against the Raiders. Do you feel the Colts are so far ahead of you that you have no chance against them? Cardinals have basically shut Kyler Murray down for the rest of the season. No,
I didn't say that about the Cardinals and the Raiders.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Yeah, them doves. You got them. Those, yeah, take care of them.
Those you feel good about. So I get what you're looking at, maybe 10 wins. I'm looking at it from, can you overtake the Jaguars, who are now 5-4, and the Steelers, who are now 5-4? Because those teams look like they are falling back. And if you look at it from that perspective, instead of, wait a second, we're the 9 seed and the 8 seed Chiefs are on the outside looking in, looking like they've got their mojo back, I think you just need to overtake 2 of the teams that are ahead of you right now.
Yeah, it's just the Mavs got it.
But you're right on that. 10 makes it a lot of sense.
Because I penciled in Titans, Cardinals, Raiders, right? And that gets you to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to work me
10
3
after
more.
That, it's tricky.
You got to work me 3 more.
How about, will you agree that they'll split with the Colts?
Yeah, that's possible. Okay. They could get Buffalo at home. They could get the Chargers on the road.
I feel good about the Chargers game. I think with that offensive line the way that it is right now, where they're throwing bleep at the wall with Trevor Penning, I know they look good against the Steelers last night, but I'd feel good about that matchup just based off of what we saw in January.
Yeah, outside of those 3, I said, I don't know that I feel good about. All right, let's jump in here. Robbie, start this thing off. Robbie, man, what's your thoughts? Did you feel like yesterday's game will be something that'll be a springboard for the Texans?
Well, I'm going to go with what Tyler said and say I hope. I'm going to tell you what it did for me.
By the way, that's Paul Gallant now. That's Paul now, not Tyler.
What up?
That's Paul.
Oh, okay, my bad. No, Tyler answered the phone, though.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Anyway, I thought he did. Anyway, I called the post-game show yesterday, and I knew I was going to call the show after Jacksonville got that long third down where Bullitt came up and missed the tackle. And I knew I was going to call at that point because, to me, at that point, the season ended. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And you know, they come back and they do that, and you're walking out of the game, and, you know, I go from thinking about the draft and you know, what are they going to do in the draft and all that stuff. I literally started thinking about that at that point. And, you know, I walked out of the game, and just like what y'all went over, what Paul went over and all that stuff, started looking at playoff scenarios again. So I know what it did for me, I don't know what it did for everybody else, and I don't know the psyche of an NFL football team or anything like that, but I do think, and I'm hoping like hell, that this does lead to some sort of spark, that this thing gets going in the right direction, because it's been about as frustrating of a season as we've had around here in a long time because of the expectations and stuff like that.
Absolutely, Robbie. Appreciate it. Robbie didn't start looking at playoff situations again. Okay, there you go. Hey, 713-572-4610. We'll get to you.
Win like this will do a lot for your psyche.
Yeah, it's the way you won, right? Yeah, the way you won with Davis.
And, with a backup quarterback and an offensive line that was 40% down and that you were juggling in the middle of the game like you're doing it as a bit.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Putting your arm behind your back.
But again, juggling, not due to injury in the middle of the game. Juggling on your own reason.
Your wheel of rando offensive linemen.
Pedro, what's up, man? You think you feel like yesterday's win is a springboard?
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you why. Because we started at 0-3. Really tough losses. We're in all the games. Since then, we're sitting at 4-2. If CJ doesn't get hurt against Denver, I firmly believe we win that, and we're sitting at 5-1 since that 0-3 start. If we can win this this upcoming weekend against Tennessee, everything that happened is in the past, and we have to remember, we have a leader of men as a head coach, and I guarantee you he's going to sell it as in, listen, we started 0-3, and we have a chance. These next couple games, five of them are against playoff teams. This is, to me, I'm so excited, like, no matter how this goes, because as bad as we started, we're in the driver's seat, and we have direct control over how this goes going forward. And if this offense can play within themselves and Stroud comes back, guys, we got a puncher's chance, which is all we can ask for after starting 0-3, and I'll hang up and listen.
I like that. Pedro, that's probably one of the best thoughts I've heard is if CJ didn't get hurt, I believe we'd have won that Broncos game, and I think that's fair to think that at 18-15. Although, guys, the Broncos have this Tim Tebow thing going where they're just pulling. They're just finding ways. I mean, they won on a block punt, and then got that guy fired after that. But they won 10-7 in a game they had no – just played awful, right? They've got some kind of weird thing going. But I like that because that's the thought of we'd have been 5-1. Had CJ been able to finish that, and obviously that didn't happen. We'd have been 5-1 if he would have been able to finish that. So I like that thought process and things. Text line coming in. Walk, crawl, Texans do it all.
Man, you corny!
Someone text in, Ron doesn't feel good about winning versus the Chiefs. Color me shocked. Okay, you don't feel good about it. Stop it. You're in a hope. You feel good about the Texans going into Arrowhead and winning the game.
I used to do the exact same thing as you with the Patriots. Can you beat the Patriots? That is the measuring stick you got to hold yourself up to.
Sure. Can they beat them? Sure.
Do you feel great about it?
You don't feel like you're not looking at the schedule and saying, "All right, that's the one I feel good about."
You're nervous.
You could say this. Of course,
you could be cautiously optimistic at best going into that.
You could say, "Man, if some things can go the right way." Yeah. No. No, you don't. You don't feel good about that one. You don't.
I mean, your defense.
That's
played.
Not that. Like, if when I'm saying you got to get to 10, that's not one of the ones you're saying. All right, there we go. All right, Colts home game. Yeah, Raiders, Cardinals, Chiefs, and Arrowhead. No, you don't feel good about that.
Your defense.
Could it happen? Your defense can keep you in. Yeah,
but
it could happen.
Can your offense move the ball on that Chiefs defense when you've got all the questions you've had all season? I mean, this isn't the Jaguars.
Yeah. The Chiefs schedule came out. Yes, I'm a Chiefs fan. Did I feel, we got that Buffalo one. That's the one. Mark it down in Buffalo again. No, I didn't.
Bundle of Ruski.
Nah, dog, I don't have to. Silly. You didn't feel that way.